My Journal. The first thing readers should understand is this. I don't normally do journals. My friend Lucy Matsuko, on the other hand, is capable of filling up a book each month. It can be puffy and pink and fitted with a heart-shaped lock, or one of those old marbled notebooks you buy at the drugstore. And everything goes on those pages, every boring thought or mundane occurrence. No offense, Luce, if you're reading this. But sometimes an event comes along that changes everything. When that happened to me, I had to write it all down. There had to be some kind of official record. Technically, I suppose what you're about to read isn't just a journal. It's really more like a scrapbook, which makes it more than just my story. Anything that anyone had to say about it got thrown in here, accompanied, of course, by my running commentary. It all happened last spring, and I put this book together this summer, while the whole thing was fresh in my mind. So prepare yourselves. You are about to experience a true-life tale I call The Car Wash Chronicles by Danny Molina. Tuesday, April 2nd. It began with a challenge. We were all sitting in homeroom for school business. This means announcements, schedule changes, and the passing out of notices that we stuff in our backpacks. Anyway, 2 o'clock is a deadly hour for school business because everyone, including yours truly, is tired and slumped in their seats. In fact, the only reason I was concentrating at all was because His Highness Sam Green was standing up front in his ridiculous Student Council President sweatshirt talking about the upcoming school election. Of course, I was going to run for president again. And this time, I was going to win. Yep, I had my campaign staff picked out and a strategy ready to go. So when Stevie Levine turned around and handed me a stack of notices, I took one, stuffed it into my backpack, and passed the rest along. At home in the kitchen, I took out the notice, straightened some of the wrinkles, and left it on the table. Mom and I have had discussions about seeing school notices while they're still relevant. Right before dinner, when I came down to get a snack, Mom had the notice in her hand. "Danny, did you read this?" she asked. It was from Principal Torres.